弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主恩典，能够看顾我们平安啊，过一个星期。
And thank God that God has guided us safely through another week.
我们进入神的安息啊，就是要来享受神的恩典。
We enter God's rest so that we can receive His blessings.
一方面也是查考圣经，能够更明白神的旨意。
On the other hand, we also study the Bible so we can understand His will more.
那我们可以因此而一起来参与神的工作来得到神的更多祝福。
So that we can all participate in His work and receive more blessings.
小弟现在奉主的圣名来跟大家来查考，愿神成全他看为美的事。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share this topic. May God do what is good in His sight.
我们今天教会在早上聚会之后要举开信徒会议。
And after this morning service, we'll are going to have our general congregational meeting.
这是我们一年一度教会弟兄姐妹聚在一起负责人向全体信徒来报告教会的圣工发展的情形。
We have this event annually, and we gather together here and listen to the church council members reporting to us what we have done in the past year.
所以一年一次，我们可以聚在一起来回顾跟展望教会的工作。
And so annually we gather together to look back and also to at our work in the past and also to look at the prospect in the future.
那也是一起来决议一些重大的事情让弟兄姐妹同心来推动。
And also to come together to make important decisions for the church so that all members can participate into the holy work.
那我们在做决定的时候都要根据神的旨意来思想。
And when we make these decisions, we have to do it according to God's will.
我们都知道我们教会的这个基本的精神就是凡事要根据圣经。
We know that everything we do in church, we must do it according to the Bible.
那教会的组织之所以需要，也是从圣经看到的。
And we have formed this organization as a church is also because the we can see that it is also stemmed from the Bible.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
是主耶稣他来到人间为我们的罪牺牲他的生命被钉十字架死了之后。
And he came to this world. He was crucified for our sins, and he died on the cross for us.
然后三天之后他复活。
And after 3 days he resurrected.
复活之后他向门徒显现。
And after he resurrected he appeared to his disciples.
40天之久他向他的门徒来介绍这个福音跟旧约的圣经应该怎么联系。
For 40 days he taught his disciples how to relate the Old Testament to the gospel.
那之后主耶稣就升天。
And afterwards, he ascended to heaven.
那照着他的应许，不多久，差不多10天之后，圣灵就降下来。
And according to his promise, the Holy Spirit came a few days later.
那圣灵降下来就建设了教会。
And after that, the church was established.
那一开始的教会，其实一下子之间，从少数的多少人，就变成3000个人。至少3000个。
In the short period of time, the church had grown from a few people into at least 3,000.
那所以一开始的教会是由12个使徒他们在处理教会所有的一些事情。
So in the beginning, we have the 12 apostles who handles all the matters of the church.
后来发现有些事情真的是会忽略的，所以造成一些声音在信徒当中出现。
And so, but then they discovered they might have overlooked some things, and therefore they were starting to hear voices coming from the members.
所以最后在众门徒认为是适当的时机的时候，他们就选派了7位执事来分担教会的事务。
So at the proper time, they have appointed 7 deacons to share their responsibilities in the church.
然后使徒们他们就可以专心的来传道、来祷告来完成主托付的使命。
So the apostles can focus on preaching and also praying and carrying on the will of God.
所以从使徒行传第六章，我们看到教会组织的开始。
And so from Acts chapter 6, we can see the establishment of the church.
那以后教会发展更快速以后，在各地方 就设立了长老执事这样一些圣工人员来协助教会的牧养。
So after the church have grown rapidly in various locations, they have also established deacons and elders to pastor the local church.
所以我们就从圣经看到教会的组织跟发展是因着圣工的需要的发展而跟着成型的。
And so we can see the establishment and growth of the church stems from how the church grow and how that needs have appeared.
所以教会我们弟兄姐妹当中会被推荐出一些人当负责人来负责教会的行政工作。
So we'll elect a few members from our church to become the church council members.
那这样子对教会的发展跟兴旺有很大的帮助。
And this will greatly help the growth and the prosperous of the church.
那因为教会是众弟兄姐妹组成的。
Because the church is made up of our brothers and sisters.
所以有些时候我们弟兄姐妹对一些事情的看法可能不一样。
And sometimes we may have differing opinions about certain things.
那当信徒当中有不同的意见的时候，这是在教会处理事务的人应当要重视的。
And when there are different point of views in the church, these are some of the things that the council members need to handle.
那要重视，就是要让不同意见可以沟通可以得到一个共识，就是要借着开会。
And so, in order for them to reconcile this different point of view, we need to hold a congregational meeting.
那所以我们也从使徒行传第十五章看到教会他们举开会议，为了要解决真理的一些争议。
And in Acts chapter 15, we saw that the apostles also hold meetings to take care of some of this dispute regarding the truth.
那就是让不同的意见的人都可以充分的表达他们的想法。
So that these people with differing opinions can have a chance to present their point of view.
那可是，在圣经里面，我们看到一个很重要的原则。
But there is a very important principles that we can see from the Bible.
就是在开会的时候，一定要有圣灵。在当中做见证。
That is during the meeting, we must have the guidance of the Holy Spirit as a witness.
然后众人可以愿意顺服真理的指示。
And the congregation also is willing to obey the will of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们看使徒行传第十五章
If we turn to Acts chapter 15,
这是一个很典型的教会开会的时候众人在讨论事情以后他们怎么样顺服这些。圣灵的意识以后所做成的结论。
And we can see here how they hold a meeting and how they were obeying the will of the Holy Spirit and make an important decision.
第十五章的第七节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 7.
那这里说辩论已经多了，彼得就站起来，他就讲话了。
And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them.
那彼得呢，他就特别提到说，第八节说。这个神是知道人的心的。
And in verse 8, Peter had especially mentioned that God is a God who knows the heart.
因为当时候要不要为外邦人施洗这件事情，对他们来说是一个很大的障碍。
And to them at the time, the issue whether or not they should circumcise Gentiles is a very big obstacle.
所以那时候彼得特别提到神。他用圣灵来印证来听到人当时的信心。
And here, Peter especially mentioned that God will use Holy Spirit to acknowledge and to know what is in people's hearts.
所以借着圣灵可以让众人都相信这是神所悦纳的。
And so by the Holy Spirit, the congregation can believe that this is something that is acceptable to the Holy Spirit.
所以第十节呢，彼得就提出一个问题，说现在为什么要试探神？要把我们祖宗所不能够负的恶放在门徒的颈项上呢？
In verse 10, Peter said, Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciple which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?
那是因为当时候有些人认为说，外邦人信耶稣之后还要遵守律法，要行割礼，这样才有够资格得救。
At the time, there are some that believe that the Gentiles must be circumcised and obey the law in order for them to be saved.
所以彼得是从真理的角度，从神的救恩的计划去表达他的意见。
And so Peter was speaking from the point of view of the gospel, from God's point of view of salvation.
好，接下去就是第十二节开始，就是接下来众人默默无声的时候，巴拿巴跟保罗就述说神在他们借着他们在外邦人所行的神迹奇事了。
Verse 12, when all the multitude kept silent, Barnabas and Paul came to declare how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them.
也就是说，用神的作为呢，来印证啊，这个真理是到处被传开了。
So by the work of God, they have witnessed how God's work have spread among to the Gentiles.
哦，他们听了完之后，雅各就站起来讲话。
And after that, James stood up to talk.
那所以雅各呢，他就最后讲出他的意见。
And so James was talking about his opinions.
好，第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说：“据我的意见呢，不可以为然那归乎神的外邦人。”
Verse 19. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from whom the Gentiles who are turning to God.
二十节说要写信吩咐他们禁戒。偶像的污秽和奸淫，勒死的牲畜和血。
20, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immoralities, and from things strangled, and from blood.
21节，因为从古以来，摩西的书在各城里有人传讲，在每逢安息日，在会堂里就诵读。
21, for Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city being read in the synagogues every Sabbath.
这里雅各他所说的意见，并不是说神的律法不重要了。
And here, what James was expressing isn't that God's law is not important.
他是说，因为这些律法的书啊，就是神的这些对百姓圣洁的要求，其实每逢安息日，他们都可以被提醒的。
And what he was saying that all these law and regulations to keep the people holy, they can hear it every Sabbath.
但是有关于他们生活上的要保持圣洁的具体做法。特别是这第二十一节第二十节所讲的这四件事情，一定要特别提醒他们。
But there are four things that they need to do to keep themselves holy, which is the four things that mentioned in verse 20 that they must be especially warned.
所以当时候，你看这个，他们凭按着真理按着神的那个救恩的路线，他们所见证的向众人表达。
And so you can see how the apostles have witnessed what they've seen and what they've done and the miracles that they performed to the people.
那我们也看到这个不同的工人他们平心静气的来述说神的作为。
And we can also see how these many workers have very calmly and quietly presented their views.
那众人也都愿意顺服真理，顺服圣灵的带领。
And also the congregations are willing to obey and submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
最后呢，他们就做成了共同的决议。
And at the end, they had made a common decision.
那这共同的决议就是二十八节所说的，圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在这个外邦信徒的身上。
And this decision was recorded in verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things.
那所以就我们就看到整个教会就很同心了。
And we can see how the church have come together.
当时候他们对教会的一些做法就有共同的方向。
And they have come up with one direction for the church.
那就也是这样子在教导各地方的主的门徒。
And so that based on that decision, this is how they teach all the members in different local churches.
然后我们就看到教会就发展了。
And we can see how the church grows.
十六章的第四节。
For chapter 16, verse 4.
就特别提到说，这些被差派的人呢，把这个教会的决议呢，就带到各地方，让门徒可以遵守。
And it says how they went through the cities and delivered the decrees for the members to keep.
然后第五节就提到说，众教会就信心就越发坚固，人数就天天加增。
Verse 5 mentioned the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in the number daily.
那所以我们看到这个弟兄姐妹在一些圣工上能够同心，愿意顺服神的旨意，最后带来就是教会的发展。
And we can see when the members come together to work together for God, we can see that the church grow.
那我们要在开会之前呢，我们再一起来看一场战役。
And before we held a meeting, let us look at one more example.
有时候我们在教会里面做决议，其实是像打仗一样的。
Sometimes when we are making decision at church, it is as if we are in a battle.
因为我们今天教会所做的决定，基本上都是为了宣道跟牧养的工作。
And the decisions we make today is for evangelism or pastoral.
那都是为了要抢救灵魂的。
And they are all work done to save soul.
啊，所以这个是属灵的征战。
So this is a spiritual battle.
那我们在征战当中一定要得胜的。
And when we are going into battle, we must win.
我们来看啊，在撒母耳记下所记载的一件事情。
Let's turn to an incident recorded in 1 Samuel.
来看他们愿意顺服神的旨意的时候，啊，真的是。大获全胜。
Let us see how when people are willing to submit to the will of God, they were able to gain a great victory.
因为大家同心合意。
Because everyone come together.
因为领导人互相帮助。
And the leaders work together.
因为神与他们同在。
And because God was with them.
所以他们就真的得胜了。
So they were able to be victorious.
他们所得到的就是神的旨意的实现。
What they received was how God's will was fulfilled.
请看撒母耳记下第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10.
这是我们今天读经的进度。
And this is also our Bible reading schedule for today.
这是大卫他派使者要去慰问亚门人的王他们的王已经死了，他的儿子接续他做王。
And this is how David has sent his messengers to the king to ask him for a matter.
就是那个亚门人的王拿辖哈，这个掌权的这个王死了，那现在大卫呢要表达他的关心呢，特别派使者来慰问来致意。
And this is 2 Samuel chapter 10, how the king of the people Ammon died, and Hanan his son were to reign in his place.
那大卫特别，你看他很主动的，他也很守信用的，要来关心这个哈嫩啊，他父亲死亡这件事情。
And so David have sent his messengers to show kindness to Hanan. Because his father just passed away.
那表示说，其实亚门跟大卫之间呢，一定有一些让大卫觉得很感谢的事发生。
And we can see that between David and Ammon, they must have very good relationship where David have felt very grateful towards him.
因为他特别提到第二节说哈，这个拿辖曾经厚待大卫。
And it says that Nashas, as his father, have shown kindness to David.
那大卫呢？他就要回报。
And therefore, David was going to pay him back.
好，所以现在大卫派了使者一群人啊，来慰问他们这个王死掉这件大事。
So David have sent his messengers to came to ask of.
可是第三节啊，这些亚蛮人的首领啊，却跟这个新的王说，大卫这群人一定别有用心。
But verse 3, the princes of the people of Ammon said to Hanan their lord, "Do you think that David really honors your father?"
那时候，这个第四节说，这个王啊，他就相信了这些臣仆所讲的话，结果呢，就大大的羞辱了大卫所派去的这些使者。
And verse 4 have said that Hanan the king believed their words, and therefore he had mocked the servants or the messengers that David had sent.
真的把他们的羞辱的那个方式，真的比把他们杀了还严重。
And the way he put them to shame is even worse than if he just killed them.
那时候就有人就把这件事情回报给大卫了。
And then someone told David what happened.
大卫就派人去迎接他们了，因为他们那个衣服被下半截被割断了，那他们就露出他们的下体，就显得非常的羞耻，这是一个很大的侮辱。
And because the man was greatly shamed, therefore David have sent the man to meet them.
那大卫就叫他们住在耶利哥城啊，然后等到胡须长起来的时候再回来。
And so David asked them to wait at Jericho until their beards have grown, and then they can return.
那之后，这个亚门人就知道他们闯了大祸了。
And later on, the people of Ammon know that they had made some mistakes.
因为这个等然是公然的挑衅一个国家，这个就是准备要打仗的意思。
Because they had now threatened David's kingdom, and they should be now ready for battle.
今天这种事情如果发生在现在的社会，一定是大仗，一定一场大仗。
If this happened to our world today, this will definitely end in a war.
那相信那个头脑清楚的王一定不会做这种傻事。
And if a wise king will not do something foolish like this.
当时候这个王他没有想到他说这做了这件事情的后果会是什么。
And Hanan, the king at the time, did not think what would be the consequences of his doing or his action.
后来真的大卫他就派了勇猛的全军出去要跟亚门人对抗。
And so later, David have sent his mighty men to fight the Ammonites.
那亚门人他们也知道他们力量没有办法对抗以色列人，所以就去邻国招募了一些佣兵进来帮助。
And the Ammonites know that they would not be able to fight David but on their own, so they went to neighboring kingdoms to ask for alliance and some men to fight David.
那可是我们看这场征战本来不需要的。
But we can see that this war is actually not necessary.
本来是大卫好心要派使者去慰问这个国家的王过世这件悲伤的事而已啊。
David, out of his kindness, have sent his messengers to ask the king about his father's passing away.
可是到最后变成一场大仗，而且这个联军被以色列人打败了。
But at the end, it ended up into a big war, and David was able to win over all the alliance.
为什么会有这些打仗呢？
Why is it that this battle happened?
真的就从一个这些人误解了、怀疑了大卫的好心而已。
This all stems from misunderstanding of the people of Ammon about David's kindness.
他们怀疑，他们不信任大卫所做的事。
They were in doubt of David's kindness and they doubt him.
那他们误解了大卫他的这个动作。
They misunderstood David's action.
然后他们又傻乎乎的没有想到他们所做的这个事情的后果是什么。
And foolishly, they did not think of the consequences of their action.
那最后就是一场战争。
So in the end, it ended up in a war.
那我们就看到说，有时候一些争执是不必要的。
So from here, we can see that sometimes some dispute are really not necessary.
那有时候就是因为人不愿意信任其他人而已啊。
And sometimes it happened because certain people were not able to trust.
所以我们就看到说，人跟人之间彼此的信任是非常重要的。
And so we can see how important it is for people to trust one another.
绝对不能够把对方的好意把它想得非常的很邪恶。
We cannot think negatively or evilly of other people's good intentions.
那我们在相处、在讲话的时候，一定要注意，要谨慎。
And during our interaction or our conversation, we must be very alert and watchful.
好了，这个事实已经就摆在你，这事情就这样发生了。
And so this is what happened.
接下来就是一场征战。
And next, what comes is a battle.
那现在约押率领以色列勇猛的全军出去要对抗这个被两边夹攻的这个敌人。
And so Joab had led the men to go fight his enemies.
那当时候你看第九节哈，约押看见敌人在他前后摆阵，他就从以色列军中挑选精兵，使他们对着亚兰人摆阵。
Verse 9, then Joab saw that the battle line was against him before and behind. He chose some Israel's best and put them in the battle array against the Syrians.
那第十节说，其余的精兵就交给他的兄弟亚比塞呢，对着亚门人摆阵。
Verse 10, and the rest of the people he put under the command of Abishai, his brother, that he might set them in battle array against the people of Ammon.
其实亚兰人是比较强的。
And Ammon were originally stronger.
那这个时候约押呢，他挑选精兵啊，特选的呢，要去对抗亚兰人。
And so Joab has chose some of Israel's best to fight the Ammonites.
那现在让亚比塞他的兄弟呢，带着其他人对着亚门人摆阵。
But now in verse 10, he has sent his brother Abishai instead to fight the Ammonites.
那这个时候约押跟他的兄弟说，亚南人若强过我，你就来帮助我； 亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。
And verse 11, he said to his brother, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you."
这个时候的约押，他做一个哥哥呢，他其实是他是对抗那个比较危险的。
And so Joab here, wanted to fight what is more dangerous first.
所以他先去真的去面对那个烫手山芋，比较困难的他去做，然后把比较简单的留给他的兄弟。
So he would take up what is more difficult and leave the easier task to his brother.
但是他跟他的兄弟说，我们要彼此帮助。
But he told his brother that they must help one another.
所以第十二节他说，我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。
Verse 12, he said, "Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God."
然后他说，愿神凭他的意志而行。
And he continues to say, "And may the Lord do what is good in His sight."
那这句话就是意思就是说，愿神能成全他看为美的事情，英文就是这个意思。
And so he said that may the Lord do what is good in His sight.
也就是说，他现在约押呢，他去鼓励他的兄弟呢，要做大丈夫，不要害怕。
And so Joab, encouraged his brother to be of courage.
现在他的征战是为了神的百姓跟神的诚意。
Because this battle is for the people and for the city of our God.
也就是说，是为了神的名的缘故的啦。
And so they are doing this for the name of God.
所以他们现在要刚强，做大丈夫，去保护神的名。
So they must be strong.And they must protect God's people.
让这个神的荣耀不会被外邦人这样子玷污了。
So God's glory will not be defiled by the Gentiles.
他说，愿神能够成全他看为美的事。
And he said, "May the Lord do what is good in His sight."
我们在这里就看到那个当时候的约押，他真的非常有眼光。
We can see that, Joab really have a good vision.
他也知道神的旨意是什么。
He also know what is the will of God.
这件事情其实本来不是他们引起的。
And this is not something they instigated.
他们是为了要去保护防卫防卫他的百姓。
They are just trying to protect and their people.
当然，我们就其实圣经在记载这件事情的时候，是为了要来说明为什么之后大卫他会犯错的一个历史背景。
And so this is also the historical background of why David later on will commit sin.
但是当时候的战场啊，真的是百姓，特别是这些领导人呢，他们是互相帮助，非常勇敢的。
But at the battle at the time, you can see how the people and also the leaders at the time they help one another and they are very courageous.
因为他们知道，如果他们被打败了，会有什么结果。
And they know that if they were defeated, what are some of the consequences?
那这个时候，这个神的国度的荣耀就没有了，神的名就被羞辱了。
Because if they were defeated, then God's kingdom, the glory will be, they will lose the glory, and then they will be ashamed.
神看为美的事是什么？
What is it that God deems to be good?
当时候约押他很清楚。
And Joab know this very clearly.
他们现在共同去面对敌人，一定要互相帮助才能得胜。
And he knew that they have to help one another to fight the enemies.
所以现在不是那个人的这个面子问题了。
So this is not the time to fight for one's own reputation.
不会说我今天我率领这一群人去打仗，我打输了很没有面子。
And it's not that today I will lead these people to fight the enemies, and if I lost, I would lose my reputation.
他们不是在考虑到个人的荣耀的问题。
They are not thinking about their own personal glory.
他们现在想到的是要怎么样来为神的名征战。
What they are thinking is how they should fight for the name of the Lord.
所以我如果力量不足，你就来帮助我。
So if I do not have enough strength, then you must come and help me.
那当时候他们怎么会知道？因为战场上那么远，亚比塞怎么会知道约押他万一打输了
And so they are in the battlefield, very far away from one another. How would Abishai know if Joab is not strong enough?
至少我们如果是从我们能够有的经验来看，就是当我们力量不足的时候，我们就呼喊帮助我啊。
And from our point of view,
就求大家的帮助了。
For our point of view, if we're not strong enough, we'll cry out for help.
那如果亚蛮人强过你的时候，我就去帮助你了。那你一定要提出来，让我知道我需要过去帮助你。
So if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then you must cry out so I can go and help you.
哦，所以你看，神成全、神看为美的事情，就是这个弟兄之间真的是互相协助的。
So this is what is good in God's sight is how the brothers work together to help one another.
然后他们就真的上战场去对抗敌人了。
And they really went to the battlefield to fight the enemy.
哎，结果第十三节说亚兰人就在约押面前逃跑了。
And verse 13 said the people, so the Syrians they fled before Joab.
所以约押他们就很勇敢的刚强做大丈夫去对抗敌人，哎，神就让他们得胜了。
Joab and the people were very courageous. They went and fight the enemies, and God let them win.
亚兰人一跑之后，亚门人看到亚兰人逃跑，他们也没有勇气征战，也跑了。
So when the people of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fleeing, they also fled.
哦，所以我们就看到最后他们就很轻易的就得胜了。
And so we can see they achieve victory very easily.
那这个就是他们同心合意、互相帮助最后的结果。
And this is the result of them helping one another and work with one another.
那这个就是神看为美的事。
And this is what God deemed as good in His sight.
我们今天在神的工作上，其实弟兄姐妹就是在互相协助的。
And in God's holy work today, brothers and sisters, we work with one another.
那我们要对抗敌人，其实我们基本上是要警醒，是的，要很谨慎的。
If we are going to fight the enemies, we all need to be very alert and watchful.
所以哥林多前书看哥林多前书第十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书第十六章。
First Corinthians 16.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
十六章的十三节。
First Corinthians 16, verse 13.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong.
十四节。
14.
凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
Let all that you do be done with love.
你看这个地方特别提到，在真道上，其实我们今天也是在打一场仗。
Here it mentions that, in truth, we are also fighting a battle.
那我们今天。做工的人，弟兄姐妹，每一个人都要警醒。
And for us who brothers and sisters who is doing God's work, every one of us need to be very watchful.
我们要了解真理，在真理上站得稳。
We must understand the truth and to stand firm in the truth.
然后在心态上要刚强，做大丈夫。
And we must be brave and be strong.
这个做大丈夫不是为了我们自己的荣耀的问题。
And for us to be brave and be strong is not for our own benefit.
是为了神的名跟神的城。
But it is for God's people and God's cities.
那要刚强，就是要勇敢的去做。
We must be strong and we must be courageous to do it.
那我们这样，如果大家都能够愿意这样子，每一件事情都凭爱心，凭为了神的名的荣耀来做的时候
，If we do everything in love and also for the sake of God's name,
我们就看到神的教会会兴旺。
Then we can see how God's church will grow.
神的名，每个人对我们所敬拜这位神更有信心。
And all the people will have more faith in God.
那我们就看到，真的在我们当中，凡事凭爱心而做，就让人看出我们是属主的门徒了。
And if we do everything in love for God, then people can see that we are people belonging to God.
那这样子，我们的教会，你说会不发展吗
？Then will the church not grow?
我们必然会兴旺的。
Of course, we will prosper.
因为神他的旨意就是要。我们每一个人同在真道上同心合意。
Because God's will is for us to be of the same mind and of the same heart.
让我们真的能够彼此相爱，互相协助。
And for us to love one another and help one another.
同心来兴旺福音。
And with one heart, we work together to prosper the gospel.
让众人看出我们真的是一起来敬拜这位神，我们真的都是充满爱心的人。
So the people can see that we all come together to worship God, and we all people that are filled with love.
我们在这个世界上都成为一个非常美好的见证。
And we can become a wonderful witness for the Lord.
那当 这朋友他们来到我们当中，会感受到神就在这里。
When our friends come, to worship God together, they can feel that God is here.
能够成为神的民是有福的。
And we are indeed blessed to be God's people.
所以这就是我们今天要为什么要开会，要来寻求神的旨意。
This is why we are going to hold our congregational meeting to seek God's will.
我们也能够共同的说，愿神照他认为美的事情来成全。
And all of us can also say together that may God do what is good in His sight.
用以上跟我们大家彼此互相勉励。
That conclude my encouragement this morning.
我们再一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let us all sing Him together.
唱诗226首。
Sing Him 226.